Here is an insight into why bits of Wellington are not like the rest of the country. There is pushback from Faikaha. Who are Faikaha? Well, they are the Ministry for Disabled People. Under the new government, names were to be restored to English. Why? Because very few people speak Māori, of course, and as such, most of us have no clue as to what a lot of these renamed groupings did or who they once were. Waka Kotahi, Arangatamariki, over time became possible exceptions because they got used so often given their status in the news. Hei Wakanoa. I bet you still don't have a clue as to what it means, despite the fact it's a very important document dealing with one of the great issues of the age and one of our most important sectors. Anyway, all of this nonsense was going to stop when the new government arrived because it was a major part of all of their campaigns. Now, all three parties, in another sign that despite the initial angst, they actually have quite a bit in common. They agreed that this obsession with Māori language needed to end, except a couple of things happened. The main one being it didn't. They dragged the chain. Sort of like councils are still insisting on mass lowering of speed limits until the actual new law is passed. This government, in that sense, has been taken for a ride, and that, I think, is reputational. And now, the Ministry for Disabled People is pushing back on Faikaha. They claim they have a unique whakapapa, and that is what is wrong with Wellington. Given all the ministry is going through of late, is it not astonishing they have time for this sort of debate? Almost as though they have too many people. Ministry's job, the public services job, is to work for the government of the day. The government of the day are very clear on this particular matter. What is it about the public service that makes them think they are there to tell us what is right and how we are wrong? And do you think, given they behave that way, they might just be shooting themselves in the foot a bit when it comes to wider sympathy for their job retention plight?
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.